For over 40 days, France has been under the management of a caretaker government. Surprisingly, 40% of those polled are indifferent to this situation. Could this be a symptom of Lebanese contagion? Not quite, but with persistence, it might get there. Lebanon, having gone nearly 2 years without a president and with a government in caretaker mode, shows a troubling lack of concern. Some even argue that this paralysis limits the impact of corruption. Another common symptom is the daily habit of complaining about everything. Here, too, the Lebanese have a slight lead. They lack a state, institutions, a land registry, a functioning banking system, or infrastructure. Of course, Parisians have made efforts not to keep their streets clean outside of the Olympics, to organize large demonstrations that turn into riots, nearly faced power cuts, and are suffering from inflation and high prices. However, Paris still has sidewalks, traffic lights, albeit occasionally malfunctioning, laws, even if enforcement is inconsistent, and functioning institutions, despite occasional strikes. It's not quite the same as Lebanon, which lacks a state and senior civil servants. The French are concerned about immigration, as are the Lebanese. Yet, the scale of the issue differs significantly: 350,000 immigrants annually in France versus over half the population in Lebanon. Lebanon clearly has the upper hand here. France is only beginning to deal with no-go zones, while in Lebanon, Palestinian camps are almost independent and armed in a way that would make even the most notorious crime bosses in France envious. In terms of corruption, Lebanon surpasses itself. Corruption is not only prevalent but rewarded, with many eagerly participating. In France, while corruption does exist, those caught red-handed or with illicit gains often face imprisonment. Yes, it happens, despite many slipping through the cracks. Yet, the signs of political fatigue are visible in Paris. Bakeries, full of croissants and pastries, sit next to Lebanese delis offering falafel and hummus. A typical Parisian brunch might feature a manouche or a croissant. It seems that the transmission of this epidemic might be food-related. Even worse, the other day, while I was crossing at a pedestrian light, two drivers honked at me. Unbelievable. I had to resort to insulting them in Lebanese to get them to leave me alone. Come on, friends, you're almost there.